All right, it's been a few years since the Walkers have been here. 2012 was, I think, the last time they were with us. We had a big day. Had the carnival in the gym, if you remember, right, because it rained outside. We had a great day that day, and we're glad to have them here tonight. Brother Walker's going to introduce everybody. You probably saw the table back there. He's going to tell us what's on that table. They'll sing for us, and once they're done, he'll preach, and we'll have a good time tonight.
All right, thank you, Brother Luke. Appreciate that. Some soul winners to search and strays to get back in service as we do the work of an evangelist. We've been on the road 27 years now, traveling all across this country, north, south, east, and west, and we are so glad to be able to be back here with y'all. Last time I was here, Brother Angel was AWOL, and then tonight he's AWOL again, so he just keeps leaving every time I come, but it just happened to work out that way, and I'm glad that he trusts me to step in his place and to be able to be here. And we count him as a dear friend, and we love and respect him. And you got a great preacher, and we thank the Lord for him. I thank you all to keep him. Amen. Introduce the family here to you. For those who might be unfamiliar, down on the far left, little Joe picking a grin and down there on his mandolin. He's smiling big because Katie's right next to him, his wife, and they've got a... 10-month-old now? 11-month-old. It's just, they go by these months, and it's hard to keep up with them. But 11-month-old baby girl, Ellie Bell, back there in the nursery. She's a little sweetheart. We thank the Lord for that newest package. And then, of course, Cowboy KW playing bass and married to Barbie right here in the middle. And they got two children, little Buckaroo. He's 4 years old and sitting here in the second row. And then Laura Lynn, she's about going to be turning two here in a couple of months. And so they're growing up quick. Jeannie Mae, she's usually standing down there next to Joe with the banjo, and she's down in Tennessee right now, her and her husband. They're looking after my mom, who just had a shoulder replacement done, and then my stepdaddy had a hip replacement and a fractured shoulder, so they had to have somebody down there staying with them for a little bit, and so they're down there tending to them, and we thank the Lord for their being with us on the road. They jumped in with us here in July. Jeannie just got married back in December. So we got all things going, a lot of things going on and with the crew. And then Katie has got a special friend here. Katie, why don't you give a little word of testimony of your salvation story and then introduce who's here. I hear that there's a special person.
When I was 4 years old, my school teacher gave the plan of salvation and led me to the Lord, and that teacher is here tonight, Miss Tracy Neimeyer. So she's the one that led me to the Lord.
Where's Tracy? Where's Tracy at? Tracy right there. Okay, good. Tracy, are you members here? Okay, okay, awesome. Well, and that's great.
Wow.
I didn't know Katie got saved. That's why I'm just really excited. It's like, wow. But praise the Lord. That's a blessing.
Amen.
And glad to hear that. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's terrible when you just look over the... My wife would like to have some recognition right now. This is my favorite, one and only, dearly beloved, sweet baby, honey, my wife, Loretta Jean. She's been happily married for 33 years, living the dream, traveling this country with her best friend.
That's right. That's Amen. What he keeps telling me, ladies.
That's right. You tell them that long enough, they'll believe. Amen. And she is happy. She's happy. Right?
Of course.
All right. Well, let's sing a song here. This is one of the first songs we started singing years ago, and it's a special song, and we think you'll enjoy it here. The Chains That Bind.
I was walking this lonesome road with a great and heavy load, burdened by the shackles of my sin. Still I heard the Savior say, God will take your sins away. Repent, my friends, and turn your face towards Him.
I'll break the
chains that bind, I'll loose the scales that bind, I'll give you life. In your joy, I'll lose your mind. And then when your life is over, I'll call you home to heaven. Sure, come on to me, I'll break the chains that bind.
I did not come home that day, I'd rather live my life my way. Down in darkness and I fall. No longer could I go, but I lost all strength and hope. But once again I heard the Savior call.
I finally bowed down on my knees and save my soul, Lord, please. Jesus heard my painful, desperate sound. His blood cleansed my soul pure white. I'm now guiltless in His sight. Glory to His name, I'm heaven bound.
I'll break the
chains that bind, I'll loose the scales that bind, I'll give you life. Give you joy, I'll ease your mind. And then when your life is o'er, I'll call you home to heaven. Sure, come on to me, I'll break the chains that
This is my favorite song on our newest CD, our 25th anniversary. And we recorded that one since we were here last. There's probably a couple of them out there that are new since we were here, but that's the newest one. And this is my favorite song on it, entitled He Lives in Me. Thank the Lord, when you got saved, the Spirit of God took up residence and moved in and changed your life. Amen. You got a new direction. Instead of hell bound, you're heaven bound. Amen. Got new desires, new dreams, and new goals. Thank the Lord for that. You'll enjoy this one. Barbie's going to sing it. He Lives in Me.
Right, there we go.
Oh, I'm just not myself, although I look the same. The portrait that I used to be is in a different frame. I feel this sudden strength, but I'm as helpless as a child. And you may see me grinning like it's going out of style. The things I used to treasure just get in the way. The people I once hated, I love them more each day. The frown I'm used to wearing has been turned upside down. Since Jesus came into my heart and turned my life around, He lives in me.
He lives in me.
He lives in me.
He lives in me.
Ministries took on a job, a big job, of producing the Christian Womanhood magazine. How many of you are familiar with the magazine from many years ago? I know many of you probably were subscribers. Well, I took it over, and we started doing it digitally, which means it comes to your email, and you get open it up on a computer, iPhone, or on your phone, or on a tablet of some kind. But then people kept saying, I want a paper, and I really like a paper, too. So we started, Kevin and I prayed about it and thought we could do this. I don't know if we can, but we have been for 3 years now, producing a ladies' magazine in its paper form also, not only digitally, but also now in paper form. And it's $25 a year if it comes to your home address, and if by chance a group of you ladies, like 10 of you, would get together and get it, it'd only be $15 a year. Comes to one address, and that lady is the designated distributor that passes them out for me. So it's $10 savings. How many of you like to save money? I'm with you on that. We all like to save money, and I like you to save money because you save me work. When you save you money, you save me work. So that's what it is. Now, I happen to have a special edition out there. This is the October edition. I told her I don't usually give out the edition of the month that I'm in, but because Mrs. Joyce Angel wrote an article in here for October, I'm giving that away if you want to come take a copy. Now, you only get the copy free if you're a potential subscriber. So you have to at least say you're a potential subscriber or don't come see me because I won't give you one. Now, potential just means you're thinking about it. That doesn't mean you're going to sign on the dotted line. You know, I'm not a car salesman. But that's back there. Every month has, I hope it's chock full of ideas for you to have a little ladies meeting once a month. That's what my whole goal is, you know. And I hope that each month, you know, the theme, different themes. This one is S'more About Jesus. That's why it's got s'mores on it. S'more About Jesus. And Mrs. Joyce's article in there is about her mother's trunk. I don't know if you heard that story, but it's quite an unusual story, and I love putting it in there, and it's convicting. It convicted me really bad, at least. So I hope if you're tender enough, it'll convict you, too. But if you are interested, I wish you'd come see me and let me talk to you about it and find out more details. If you only get it digitally, it's only $10 a year, and that is all I'm going to say now, okay?
Men. Oh. How would you like for your wife to rise up and to call you blessed? To meet you at the front door with a kiss and the remote control. To have your favorite meal simmering on the stove. To have your slippers ready. ready to give you a neck massage, a little bell to ring. Whenever that you need anything, she'll come running at your bidding. She'll push you out the door when it's time to go hunting.
Oh, nice.
She will buy you a bass boat for Christmas, a new four-wheeler for your birthday. Sign her up for Christian Womanhood. It could change your life. Amen. That's how it works. Well, really, you can't.
We're getting so silly up here.
You can't go through a coal mine without getting some soot on you, which means the things that you let in to your life by through your ear, the ear gate, the eye gate, they influence you. And I hope you got things coming in your life to influence you, to help you be better. Amen.
Amen.
And that's make a difference, that's for sure. Well, before we get into the message, we're going to sing a song entitled "So Much to Thank Him For." And we got a lot to thank God for. Amen. That's the truth. And as we're singing this song, I hope you'll be thinking of how good God has been to you. Amen.
When I look around and see all the good things He's done for me, I know I'm unworthy of Him all. For His blessings He freely gives, I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to thank Him for, and I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me, and when I think of what He's done and where He brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. And sometimes while on life's way I kneel, I stop to say thank you for all You've done for me. And one day I'll reach sweet heaven shore. Oh please, just let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for, and I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me.
I got a special friend that's up here wanting to come out. Gabby's found out that there are some youngins in here tonight, and he had a special request. Oh, fresh air. My goodness. Somebody put one of Brother Mick's dirty socks in here. Good Lord. Shh, Gabby. Listen, we're in church. Whew. Hey, well, howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm so glad to be here. Okay, Gabby. Do you know where we are?
Yeah.
Where?
The juvenile detention center.
No, Gabby. We are not. Why would you say that?
See them boys in the front? They are bad news.
No, Gabby, they are not. They are good boys. They're up here in the front row of the church. Man, I tell you what, they're where the action is.
Yeah, they're going to get spit on.
No, Gabby,
better move.
No, listen, Gabby, we've had an awesome summer this year, and all of our Wild West VBSs and our youth camps and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's been really good.
We've had over 500 saves so far from the summer.
Oh, man, that's really good. I know who is not going to heaven here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I can tell by looking.
Well, who is it that's not going to go to heaven, Gabby?
Girls? No, not one. Zilch.
No girls are going to be in heaven?
That's right. The preacher knows it's true. He lives with girls.
Now, wait a minute, Gabby. Wait a minute. Why would you say there's no girls going to be in heaven?
The Word of God says so. And I have read it from cover to cover.
Okay, I've read it from cover to cover, and I don't ever remember one time ever seeing where it said there would be no girls in heaven.
Well, you need to pay attention.
Gabby, where does it say that?
In the book of Revelation.
Where in Revelation does it say there will be no girls in heaven?
It says there was silence in heaven for 30 minutes. And girls can't be quiet, so they're not going to make it.
Gabby, that is not what that's teaching there. You got to be careful. That's how isms and schisms and cults and false doctrines get started. People take the Word of God and twist it up to mean stuff it was never meant to be. There will be girls in heaven.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if there's girls in heaven, I know which one of those girls will be there.
Well, which of the girls will be there?
All of the blondes. Each and every one of the blondes. I see some there. There's some here.
Well, I see that, Gabby. But why are the blondes going to make it for sure?
They got a free pass.
Now, wait. Why?
Oh, that's easy. Because they've never reached the age of accountability.
Gabby!
They just don't know any better.
Gabby!
And redheads aren't far behind.
Gabby! Gabby! Gabby, listen. Okay. There's going to be girls in heaven. And it's not what color hair they got, okay? It is what they've done with Jesus. If they've accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Oh. I wish I could go to heaven. But I'm a puppet. And I don't have a soul. I wish I could go to heaven with you and Miss Loretta and the preacher. But I guess I'll be, when the Lord comes back, I'll be left behind with Brother Luke. Brother Luke, when the Lord comes back, you and I will run this place, brother. You can preach and I'll take up the offering.
Now, wait a minute, Gabby. Gabby. Brother Luke is saved. He's on the way. He's on his way to heaven. He's got a profession of faith. He won't be left behind.
You need to talk to his wife.
Now, wait a minute, Gabby.
Not true.
Gabby, wait a minute. Yes, he is. He's going to be there in heaven.
Well, let's hope so.
No, we can know so. We can know that we're going to heaven. Now, Gabby, before I put you back into your...
No. Don't say dirty words.
I'm not, Gabby. It's just we got to get moving along. And that Dixie's going to come in here and she's going to help me preach tonight.
The flea bitten hound. Ooh.
Gabby, no. Before we go, I want you to apologize to Brother Luke.
Right now?
Yes.
Right here?
Yes.
In front of all these people?
Yes.
Okay. Brother Luke, I am so sorry. That you're not going to make it,
Gabby.
No, I'm putting you back. No, please, I didn't mean it. I'm too young to die.
You're not going to die. Now think about what you said.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, here. I hope that you'll stop by our ministry display table after the service and feel free to pick up
one of our prayer cards. It's got an updated picture of the whole crew. On the back, it's got a picture of Champ and Dixie Dog. And it's got our contact information. And we appreciate y'all's prayers for us as we travel this country. And God's been awful good to us and has made a way for us to do what we do. We thank Him for it. Our newest CD I mentioned was our 25th anniversary CD. Stop by, take a look at that if you like the banjos and guitars and fiddles and such. That's what's on there. And we're not a traveling department store, but we do carry some tools that might be a blessing or help to you, whether if it's a Bible and prayer journal or maybe a little devotional guide or a soul winning card or a CD or a sermon tape or something. Stop by, take a look there, and we've got the newest Gabby CD is called Happy Trails. That's back there on the table, and there's songs and skits and routines and fun there, teaching the children. And then we've my daughter, Jeannie Mae, put together an activity book. It's just for kids on the trail of the Holcomb Gang coloring book with the adventures of Ranger Walker and Gabby. It's got activities. It's got a storyline in there, and just something fun for the kids. That's all back there on the table. Stop by, take a look. I promise you, all the proceeds will go to a needy family. Amen? By the name of the Walkers. But anyhow, and thank you for being here on this Wednesday night service. And while the preacher's gone, you're in your place. And thank the Lord for it. Appreciate your kind, encouraging words. Good to see many old friends and folks that have been here faithful through the years. And new folks, that's for sure. Well, I think we're ready for Dixie Dog to come in. Cowboy, if you're back there in the foyer, I'm going to have my little puppy dog come in here and help me preach tonight. And preacher said he's going to combine and put everybody all together. And so we're going to do something a little bit different. He said I could do whatever I wanted, so y'all can go home. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So we thought we'd sing a little while and then bring Dixie Dog in here. And so Barb, if they don't hear me tell them, I know she's out there in the hallway. And she's a special little dog that's been riding on Champ and my little trick horse. Dixie, all right, there she is. Come on up here. Come here, girl. Good girl. Good girl. Come on. Good job. Good. Come up here. Good. All right. This is Dixie. She's a Papillon puppy. Probably the first time that a horse ever preached in this church was last time I was here, and now this will be the first time a dog's preached in church. You say, how can a dog preach? Well, your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks, okay? And Dixie Dog is a special little girl. She's a Papillon. Most people mistake her for a Pomeranian, but we call her Dixie because she's from Florida. Everybody was teasing me about having a dog and pony show, and I said, that's just what I need, is to get me a little dog and teach it to do some tricks and use it as a tool in our ministry and teach it to ride the horse. And so I started praying about it and looking about it. Loretta wasn't too overly excited about it, but I said, you know, God's in it. He'll make a way. A friend of mine calls me up. Hey, Kevin, you still coming to Florida for your winter tour? Yep, that's where smart evangelists go in the winter. I said, I'm headed down there. He said, I got something for you. I said, what do you got? He said, I got a dog that'll ride your horse. I'm thinking, how did you know? He said, know what? How did you know I've been praying and thinking about getting a dog to ride the horse and do some tricks? He said, I didn't. This dog just showed up in the neighborhood. It was just a lost dog, a stray dog, a dropped-off dog. And he said, we found her. Well, I was lost once, and I got saved. Now I'm found, headed for heaven. Dixie Dog was lost, and they took her in. And he said, we tried to find their owners. Nobody claimed her. And I said, what kind is he? Is she? He said, Papillon. I'm thinking he's going to give a cowboy, you know, a cowboy dog, you know, border collie, a heeler, you know. But what happens? I show up and he pulls out this puffball, this chick magnet. See, this is what boys that are kind of homely looking, and they get older and they need some help getting attention from the girls. So they buy the dog, and they carry the dog around, and then the girls will come up and pet the dog, and then it helps them to be able to connect with them, you know. So some of you boys are going to eventually need this when you get about... You've got to wait till you're 30, though, okay? But anyway, so I said, are you kidding? You're giving me this little puffball? He said, she's smart, Ranger Walker. She's smart. He said, she's the smartest dog I've ever had, and he raises and breeds golden retrievers for a living. And I said, okay, well, let me stop by and check her out. Well, we did. Pulled Champ out of the trailer. Got a little Dixie Dog. Put her on the back of Champ. Walked Champ around the yard. She sat up there like she was born to ride. just like she was the Queen of Sheba, just riding on the back of that horse. I said, I can't believe this. I said, all right, I'll take her. And we took her, started working with her, teaching her some of her tricks and all. Would you like to see some of her tricks? Would you like to see? Okay, here we go. Dixie, let's do some tricks here for them and show them what you can do, okay? Now, whenever people, adults talk to you, I hope that you look at them in the face, maintain eye contact, and whenever they reach out their hand to shake, hope that you shake, good girl, and sit down there. Not everybody shake. No, sit down. Not everybody shake. Some people high five. Good. That's a good girl. Sit down. Now I want you to lay down. Roll over. Good girl. Stand up. Wait, I didn't say. Stand up. Now spin. There you go. Good job. That's a good girl. Yeah. You need to learn to obey. Come over here. Good girl. Now, can you spin? Spin. Oh, there you go. Good job. Let's see. Get in your kennel for me. No, get in your kennel. Dixie, get in your kennel. You know what you're supposed to do. No, get in there. You can open it. Open the door. Good girl. Get in there. Sit down. Okay, now I want you to stay there. Because I'm going to need some help here to do a little trick, okay? I need a boy and a girl to help me come up here. Let's see here. Do you want to help me right here in the front row with glasses? Do you? Come on up here. I'll have you help me. And I need a boy. Let's see here. A boy. How about in the second row? How about, let's see. I met you earlier. What's your name? I met him earlier. Forgot his name. What's his name? Logan. Oh, come up here, Logan. I'm sorry. I forgot your name. Logan. All right, come on up here, little lady. I'm going to have you help me do a trick with Dixie Dog, okay? Now, let's see here. I'm going to have you, Logan. Dixie, get back in there. Okay, I want to have you hold this. Oh, wait. I'm going to have you hold this. Okay? I'm going to have you take the stick. Now, while she's hula hooping, I want you to hear her with the stick and see how long it takes for her to stop. Doesn't that sound like fun? It doesn't sound too fun to her. Okay, here. Wait, let's do it this way. Here, let me do this. Here, you take the stick. Okay, you hold the hula hoop. Okay. Now, is this better? Oh, she says, yeah. Okay. No, this is what we're going to do. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm just teasing. Okay. I need you. Logan, come right here. No, not you, Dickie. Get back in there. Okay. Now, you're going to stand about right there. And you're going to hold this stick out. She's going to jump over it. Okay. You hold it with both hands. Right like that. There you go. Okay, about right there. All right. Now, I want you to come right here. Can you stand right there for me? Okay. Back up just a little bit. All right. Now, I want you to hold this with both hands. Dickie's going to jump over the stick and through the hoop. Okay, are you ready? All right, come on, Dixie. Come over. No, get back over here. Get back over here. Come on, come on. Oh, go through. Come through. Go over. There you go. Come back over. Good. Come back through. Come back over. Good job. Give her a hand. Good job. Thank you there. I appreciate that. Okay. Well, now after you've been out there exercising, before you come in the house, you need to wipe your feet. So wipe your feet off. Good girl. That's right. You got to wipe your feet. Good. Okay, good. Oh, wait. Sounds like you're getting a cold. Just a minute. I think you're getting sick. Just a minute. Hey, you getting sick? No. Are you getting sick? Oh, you are. Bless your heart. You need to take your medicine then. You're getting a cold. And then I want you to lay down here, okay? Come here. Lay down in the bed. Lay down in the bed. I want you to be still. I want you to lay down in that bed. Lay down in the bed. I want you to go to sleep, and I want you to be quiet, okay? Lay down. No, you're supposed to lay down and be still, okay? Dixie, lay down and be still. How long? Okay. Lay down. Shh, lay down. You're not laying down. Lay down. How long does it take for Mama to get you to go to bed at night? Is it a 30-minute ordeal? Oh, Lord, you've got to get a drink of water, and then you got to go potty, and then you got a boogeyman under the bed, and it's all kind of carrying on, and all the stress. Hey, I hope you learn to obey right away. Doing what you're told to do, when you're told to do it, with the right attitude. You're not in your bed. Get back over there in your bed. Now lay down there. Lay down. Lay down. Now you stay there. Hope that you learn to go to bed right away. Yeah. Now, we'd go to bed early on Saturday because Sunday was the Lord's day. Sunday was church day. Sunday, man,
We didn't take a vote on it. Mama didn't ask us, do you want to go? We were going to church. And she fixed a big old breakfast, scrambled eggs and gravy, biscuits. Ooh, buddy, she fixed quite a spread. Hey, get back in your bed. She knows what's coming. She's hungry. And Mama would set that out on the table. She'd say, come and get it. But we didn't eat like animals. We'd pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the food. Amen. There you go. We'd even pray at supper time. Dear Lord, thank you for supper. Amen. Yeah. We'd even pray at dinner time. Dear Lord, thank you for dinner. Amen. Yeah. We'd even pray before we go to bed at night. Now lay me down to sleep. Open over so to keep. Amen. Yeah. And then we'd go off to church. Good job there, Dixie. So go get in your kennel. That kennel's going to represent church. Don't get in your kennel. There you go. Let's sit down there. That kennel's going to represent church. Now, by the way, about that praying thing, I hope you're not embarrassed when you go even go out in public that you hold hands together as a family, bow your heads, pray. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. It's good for folks to see that Christians, still pray in public. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. Now, get back in there. I'm going to tell you what, she's anxious tonight. Now, we're going to go to church. Now, you got to get in there. You know, you got to teach your kids to sit still. Sit down. We're going to stay in church. We're going to sit still. We go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We show the Lord that we love Him by going to church. Yeah. And when you're in church, you're worshiping the Lord, and you show God that you love Him by putting money in the offering and giving to needs. Giving is a way to worship the Lord, to show God that you love Him. Singing songs to Him and about Him. And, well, I love your song leader. And he gets everybody singing it. Yeah. Well, that shows God that you love Him. You're loving the Lord, worshiping Him. And then when you hear the preacher preach and teach, and you bring your Bibles, you're taking notes, that's showing the Lord that you love Him. That's worshiping God. Man, I hope that you're there every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Man, whenever the doors are open, you're there. But the old devil doesn't want you to fall in love with the Lord. He doesn't want you to worship the Lord Jesus. No, he's going to try to distract you. He's going to want to try to pull you away. And he doesn't want folks coming because they're going to find out how they can go to heaven. Okay? Now, once you get saved, you can't do anything about that. So he's dead sure going to try to keep you out of church because he doesn't want you to grow as a Christian. Okay? And so he might use something good to get you to do something bad. Oh, anything sinful with a soccer ball? Not necessarily. I think it's a girly sport, but anyway. Just testing the waters here. Just kidding. You're just kidding. Anyway, you know, the devil loves to use something good, get people to do something bad. For instance, hey, got a soccer team. It's a league here in the community. And why don't you sign up for it? And you can practice on Saturdays. And you can play Sunday morning about 10 o'clock when church is going on. Yeah, and you can put on your little uniform and you can run around and kick the ball and, you know, play against the knotheads and the dum-dums. Hey, what do you say? A lot of people buy into that one. And I used to get a bunch of people to take a bite on that. The old devil, though, he's got more stuff up his sleeve. It's like, well, if that didn't work, what else can I do? Oh, I got a job. Yeah, I got you out the door on that one, didn't I? I'm going to give you a job where you can make a six-digit figure income and you can sell snowflakes to the snowbirds in Arizona. And there's no churches down there, but think about what you can do with all the money. Huh? You want to do that? Well, hopefully you've got parents and you've been raised up where they say, hey, get back in there. You're not going to be skipping church to work. Just because you're 16 and got a job doesn't mean that you need to be missing church on Sundays. So you just sit right there in church and behave yourself. The devil says, hey, well, hey, it's football season. Man, I tell you what, now, you went to church Sunday morning, but you don't need to go back again Sunday night. Come on, we're going to have a tailgate party. We're going to watch the game. We're going to watch, all those folks that are taking a knee because they don't like America. And we're going to watch them bow during the national anthem in disrespect. Oh, I just had to say it. I'm sorry. I just had to say it. You know, it's just like, are you kidding me? I'd like, Ditka was on the news and said,
They just should play football in another country if they don't like America. Did you? I heard that on news, and I'm like, yeah. Finally, there's a man that'll say, hey, Jack, you don't like it? Hit the road. You ain't getting paid. That's just what I do. I like that. But, oh, yeah, they'll say, hey, come on now. We're going to have football. We're going to have a tailgate party. We're going to have lip smacking, belly pooching, tongue tickling, eye popping, good time. Come on. Okay, that didn't work, but he's got more distractions up his sleeve. Ooh, this one works every time. I got a boyfriend, and he wants to get to know you. Oh, Clifford wants to play kissy face with you. What do you say? Come on, I got you out part way. Come on. See, don't be deceived by Satan's snares. They always end up in death and destruction. He's good at making bad look good and good look bad. Amen. He doesn't want you to walk with the Lord, fall in love with Jesus. Heal. Heal up right here. Good. Let's walk. You ready? Walk. Walk. Walk the Bible way. Read the Bible daily and don't forget to pray. Walk. Walk. Walk the Bible way. Read the Bible every day. Good girl. Give her a hand if you would. All right. That's it down there. The devil's a thief. He's a robber from the beginning, a liar from the beginning. He wants to rob from you. Reach for the, sit down there. Reach, sit down there. Reach for the sky. Reach. Yeah. He wants to rob from you the joys of serving Jesus. He wants to rob from you the peace and contentment and happiness that serving the Lord brings. Reach for the sky. Sit down there. Reach. Reach. He wants to put you to death. Reach. Bang! Bang, 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 bang. She doesn't like to die. But get down, what you're supposed to be dead. Dead dogs don't smile. Stay right there. You're dead. Whew. Man, but see, for the Christian, life doesn't end at death. It's just the beginning of eternal life. Be healed. Someday the Lord will say, come up hither. Good job there, Dixie. Give her a hand if you would. All right, good girl. Now, if you notice something special about this little girl, she does more tricks. She climbs a ladder and goes down a slide and all kinds of stuff. But Dixie has got an intense desire to please. She wants to please her master. I don't know if you noticed the whole time. She's like right there looking at me. And you notice how she was doing stuff. Like she was doing that little dancing before I even told her. Little Baptist dance, by the way. Anyway, she was doing it before I told her to do it. And you know why? It's because she knew what I wanted. And she wants to please me so bad. Man, she's going to do it. Hey, that's a great way to increase your value. Amen? I want to speak to you here for about 5 or 10 minutes, just real quick. Dixie's helped me show you. Would to God that we would be like that little dog. That little dog wants to please her master so much. She wasn't doing that when I found her. Okay? But I taught her. Because she listened to me and submitted her will to me. And she finds out, man, I do this and it makes Daddy happy. So, buddy, she works real hard to make her master happy. Hey, boys and girls. She's got a high price tag. She's valuable. Okay? She might be a chick magnet and not necessarily a cowboy dog, but she is valuable. How many of you boys and girls would like to take her home? Would you like to have a little dog like that? I'm telling you, she ain't ever growled at a boy or girl. She ain't ever snipped or bit. She's not a yapper. I mean, it's just like, oh, she is such a good girl. Oh, yeah. She's got a high price tag. How valuable are you? Boys and girls, how valuable are you? If we put a price tag on you and we're hugging around your neck and your family was to rate you on how valuable you are. Teenagers, how valuable are you? Huh? If we had moms and dads and the youth director decide, how valuable are you? $5? $20? $1,000? Bargain basement? Millions, priceless. You determine your value. Oh, you don't have to be the smartest to have a high price tag. You don't have to be the most athletic and be able to hit the home runs to be
have a high price tag. Oh, yeah. You don't need to be the most gifted person to have a high price tag. You know what makes you valuable? Is a willingness to obey. That'll make you valuable. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, look at there right quick. The Bible says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse number 20. I want to speak to you about your price tag. How valuable are you? Dixie's a valuable little dog. And so is Champ. Man, I tell you, you can't buy them. Their price is through the roof. There's no amount of money. Huh? And you know what quality they have? Look here, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. By the time I'd read down through the rest of the chapter, I'd hope whenever the Lord goes to His great house and opens up the cabinet doors to His vessels that He's going to use for a certain job, I wonder could He... Oh, this is going to be just... Oh, wait, this one's cracked. Oh, this one's dirty. It didn't get washed very good last time. I wonder, could He pull you out and say, oh, now this is just what I need. This one will do the job just fine. Yeah. Would to God we'd make Him look good. Huh? There's vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. People have high price tags and they got cheap price tags. How valuable are you? 2 Samuel 18:3, don't turn there, is it said of David, thou art worth 10,000 of us. In Daniel chapter 1, verse number 20, of the three Hebrew boys, the Bible says the king found them 10 times better than everybody else. In 2 Timothy 4:11, John Mark, it was said of him, take Mark and bring him with you, because he's profitable to me for the ministry. In Genesis 41, in verse number 38, it is said of Joseph, can we find such a one as this? It's like, wow, this guy here, there's nobody like him. The Bible says of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 3, that Daniel was preferred because an excellent spirit was in him. He had a high price tag. Hey, a quality that we all can have that would give us a high price tag is a desire to please. John 8:29 says, Jesus was speaking. He said, for I do always those things that please Him. You can obey. What makes Dixie and Champ valuable? Their willingness to obey. Huh? That willingness to obey. That desire to please. Their desire to please instills in them a willingness to obey. So when you want to please, I hope you want to please the right person. Hope you want to please your mom and daddy. Hope that you want to put a smile on your preacher's face. I hope you want to please your Heavenly Father. And your Heavenly Father to look down and say, boy, that's my boy and that's my girl. Because it'll cause you to do some things different. Why, it caused my wife to quit wearing short shorts and put on modest dresses and clothes because she got saved at the age of 16. And when she got saved, her clothes got saved too, Brother Luke. And she changed when she learned under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. From the preaching of the man of God and the house of God, from the Word of God, Holy Spirit conviction set in and she realized, you know, I should dress a little bit different. Huh? Yeah. Hey, how about you? What would cause you to do that? Because you want to please the Lord. When you want to please God, it'll change the music you listen to. You'll look at things from a different perspective because you want to make God look happy. That little Dixie dog, she'll just do anything. I mean anything. She wants to make me happy. Who are you trying to please? Boy? A girl? Your boss? Hope you're trying to please the right person for the right reason. The Bible says in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. You prove your love by obeying, don't you? And Champ and Dixie, when they do their tricks and stuff and all their behaviors, and they even get ahead of me, they're saying, I want to please you. I want to make you happy. I'm going to obey. And that makes their value go through the roof. Oh, yeah. How valuable are you? The Bible says in Matthew 3:16, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The Heavenly Father said that when Jesus was baptized. Proverbs 10:1, the Bible says, a wise son maketh a glad father. You have the power to determine the happiness of your parents or to break their heart. It's up to you. There's things that make your price go up, and there's things that make your price go down. Would to God we would desire to have a high price tag. Oh, I could preach a shotgun message here real easy, Brother Luke, on things that raise our price tag. And then there's things that bring it down. It's up to you. I hope you're endeavoring to have a high price tag. You know, those things that are real valuable are because they're rare. And those things that are rare, you know, when you go to the car lot and they got the limited edition, it's just got all kind of bells and whistles and stuff on it, man. It's got a lot of accessories. When a person's like that, they got a lot of stuff going for them. Oh, they might not be able to play the piano or sing like a songbird, but when they're trustworthy and you can depend on them, and they're honest and they're respectful and they're hard work. Oh, yeah. High price tag. God help us to have a high one. Amen. Now, here's the invitation. We're done. It's a quarter after. My time's up. It was 8:03 when I started, so that's not bad. 15 minutes, something like that. Don't expect that from the preacher now next week. But would to God we would say, you know what, Lord, I want to increase my price tag. And I hope that if there's something in your life that you know that's brought it down, you'd correct it. Yeah, because you determine what it is. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time we've been able to be together and preach to these dear people. Help us now tonight to have a desire to please you and a willingness to obey. And Lord, we would not let an animal outdo us in these qualities. I pray you'd help us to strive for that. Lord, you'd speak to hearts and do a work. We ask this in your precious name. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I wonder how many here tonight would say, Preacher, I'd like to increase my value. I'd like to have a high price tag. God spoke to my heart in the message tonight. Who would slip their hand up and say, that's me. I'd like to increase my value. There's some things I could do. Good. Amen. God bless you. Most all of us. Let's all stand together as the piano plays. If God spoke to your heart, slip out and come. Heavenly Father, tonight, I pray that you'd give us an intense desire to please and a willingness to obey. May we increase our value to be a vessel of honor. Help us to do that. We ask this in your precious name. So if these who come, these who pray, and who obey the Lord. Tonight, our God is still with you. There's vessels of honor and dishonor. Lord, I want to make you look good. Lord, I want you to be proud. Spend as much time as you need. Be specific. Talk to the Lord. Tell him what's on your mind. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for meeting with us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the preachers that you've given us to enjoy in this life. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to learn from them. And I pray you'd help us, Lord, to have a desire in our heart to please you and to make you proud. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.